以下信息是从南非来讲员 Derek Coopton 于2002年7月28日前往美国加州牧主锡安堂所传讲的，题目是从沮丧中得释放，让我们一起来分享。
Let us turn to the word.
让我们来翻开神的话语。
And I'd be happy if you'd turn with me to the book of Genesis.
请我们打开创世纪。
And to chapter 29.
创世纪第29章。
And I'm going to ask David to read from verse 14.
我们要从第十四节。
And through to verse 30, the end of verse 30.
一直到三十节。创世纪二十九章第十四节，拉班对他说：“你实在是我的骨肉。”雅各就和他同住了一个月。拉班对雅各说：“你虽是我的骨肉，岂可白白的服侍我？请告诉我你要什么工价。”拉班有两个女儿，大的叫利亚，小的叫拉结。利亚的眼睛没有神气，拉结却生得美貌俊秀。雅各爱拉结，就说：“我愿为你小女儿拉结服侍你七年。”拉班说：“我把她给你，胜似给别人，你与我同住吧。”雅各就为拉结服侍了七年，因为他深爱拉结，就看这七年如同几天。雅各对拉班说：“日期已经满了，求你把我的妻子给我，我好与她同房。”拉班就摆设宴席，请齐了那地方的众人。到了晚上，拉班将女儿利亚送来给雅各，雅各就与她同房。拉班又将贝尼西帕给女儿利亚做使女。到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚，就对拉班说：“你向我做的是什么事呢？我服侍你不是为了拉结吗？你为什么欺哄我呢？”拉班说：“大女儿还没有给人，先把小女儿给人，在我们这地方没有这规矩。你为这个满了七日，我就把那个也给你，你再为他服侍我七年。”雅各就如此行，满了利亚的七日，拉班便将女儿拉结给雅各为妻。拉班又将贝尼皮拉给女儿拉结做使女，雅各也与拉结同房，并且爱拉结甚是爱利亚，于是又服侍拉班七年。
Lord, we pray that you will anoint your word to us.
所以我们祷告你高摩你自己的话语。
That you will give clarity of expression and clarity of hearing.
让我们表达的时候清楚的表达，也让我们听的能够清楚的听见。
That we may not only hear words.
我们不单单听到话语。
But that we may hear your word.
而是听到你的话语。
Receive it.
能不能接受它。
Respond to it.
我们能够向你的话回应。
And allow it to work in our lives,
而能够让这话活生生的在我们生命里面来运行。
That we may live to your praise and to your glory.
所以我们能够带给你荣耀来赞美你。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, brothers and sisters, disappointments are inevitable in life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，失望在生命里面，在生活里面是免不了的。
There are.Those who teach in this day that you need not suffer any disappointment.
今天却有人教导说你不需要为了失望而受苦。
That life is just one continuous blessing.
你的生命好像就一直是蒙了祝福。
No difficulty, no trouble.
没有苦难，没有麻烦。
Just provided, of course, you give the right amount of finance to the right speaker.
只要你能够提供一些这个奉献给特别的一些讲员。
If you give money to our work,
只要你把金钱奉献给我们的事工，
preferably a double tithe,
尤其能够加倍的来，
then the Lord will prosper you in every way,
你加倍的持续奉献，神会在各方面来祝福你，
and life will be wonderful and smooth,
你的生活能够美好而且很平坦。
All kinds of variations on that theme,
这样的教导不同方式在这样的时代里面来教导人。
And of course that's a heresy,
但这是一个异端。
Gives God a very bad reputation.
给神带来很不好的名声。
Because of course it doesn't work.
因为事实上不是这样子来运行的。
It's not truth.
不是个真理。
Both Old and New Testaments show very clearly.
因为在旧约在新约都同样的向我们显明。
That through many trials we enter the kingdom.
我们必须经过许多的苦难才能进到神的国。
And unfortunately for poor old Paul, he never ever discovered that teaching.
很可惜的，有些贫穷的人没有接受这样的教导。
Because he suffered beatings and shipwreck and betrayal and all kinds of pain in his life.
因为很多贫穷人啊，受到很多的苦待，受到很多的艰难。
That teaching of prosperity and a trouble-free life is foreign to the New Testament.
而这样的成功神学呢，就不跟我们圣经符合。
And it's one that the apostles knew nothing about.
因为这是不是我们当初使徒所教导的这样的道理。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot pass through life without getting hurt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们经过这个人生，不可能不受到伤害。
Pain and disappointment are unavoidable.
这些痛苦，这些失望是不可避免的。
No matter how deep and how wonderful our experience of the Lord Jesus is.
不论我们跟主有怎么样深的这样经历。
We are living in a fallen world.
我们是活在一个堕落的一个世界。
We are surrounded by those who in a sense are cradled in the arms of the evil one.
我们在被这些恶人所环绕。
And in all our contacts with them in our daily life.
我们在每天的生活面都会跟他们接触。
There's the clash between light and dark.
因为这有一个冲突，在光明和黑暗的冲突。
There is the conflict between good and evil.
跟美善跟邪恶之间有冲突。
Between those who are seeking to follow Jesus and those who are living for themselves.
那些愿意跟随耶稣人跟那些为他们自己活的人会有冲突。
In business and in our professional life, we constantly clash.
我们在生活中，在我们的工作场合里面，都会有这样的接触。
We are surrounded by people who are living for selfish ambition.
因为我们会遇到一些人，他是为他自己的自私，为他自己的这个欲望而活着。
And the scripture says that selfish ambition is accompanied by every evil work.
因为圣经告诉我们，那个自私跟你的雄心是个邪恶的事情。
Pain, disappointment, and difficulty are inevitable.
所以苦难、失望是不可避免的。
But it's not what happens to us so much as how we handle what happens to us that really matters.
重要的不是我们遇到这些事情，而是我们怎么样来反应这些事情，我们怎样来对待这些事情的态度。
Our attitudes are the crucial things.
我们的态度是最重要的。
It's our attitudes that shape how our lives are formed.
因为我们的态度整个来形成我们的生命。
And so our lives can either be full of misery and complaint and grumbling.
我们生活里面给充满了这样的埋怨。
Or full of praise and thanksgiving.
或者我们生活里面充满了赞美跟感谢。
Our responses can either be positive or negative.
所以我们的反应可以是正面的或是负面的。
And it depends upon our focus.
在于我们的焦点在什么。
It depends what is central to our lives.
这些都在于我们生活的中心是什么。
All of us who are here this morning know something about hopes and promises and expectations which have been delayed.
在我们当中每一个人我们都经历到一些神给我们的应许一些盼望就被延迟了。
If you're as ancient as I am, sometimes the hopes are delayed over many years.
有的时候你年长你会发现很多事情延迟了许久。
I see there are a few people here who are older this morning.
我今天早上注意我们当中不是很多年长的弟兄姊妹。
And the most of you are delightfully young.
你们很多人是很年轻的。
But those of us who are older,
因为我们对我们这些年长的来讲
we've had hopes, promises, expectations, and we've waited a long time to see them fulfilled.
我们有一些盼望，我们一些期待，经过很多年才看到它应验。
And even those of us who are here this morning and who look young,
在我们当中很多人你看起来很年轻
know something about delayed hopes.
可是你还是看到你有一些期望曾经被延迟了。
The book of Proverbs in chapter 13 and verse 12 says,that hope that is deferred or delayed makes the heart sick.
在箴言书十三章讲到说所盼望的延迟使心忧伤。
But when a longing is fulfilled, it is like a tree of life.
当我们所期盼的能够得到成就的时候，那是心里何等喜悦的事情。
But when our hopes are delayed and constantly postponed, it can provide a sickness of the heart.
但我们所期盼的延迟的时候会让我们心忧伤。
And you find people who've had so many setbacks, so many disappointments.
你发现很多人有许多的失望，许多的退后。
That they've become cautious.
然后他就变得很谨慎。
Almost cynical about believing promises.
就开始对这个神的这个应许不再有任何期望。
They've built up a wall of defense.
他们建立了一个防卫的这个城墙。
They're suspicious of other people.
他们对人也开始有怀疑。
They don't want to accept them.
他们不愿意来再接受了。
They find it hard to reach out to them.
你就发现这些你很难来触摸他们。
Because they've been disappointed so often.
因为他们常常失望。
And when these things are allowed to take root in our life,
当这些事情在我们心里面立了根基以后，
we can become bitter，
我们就变成很苦毒了，
and lacking in trust，
我们就失去了信任。
And so as I said just now, it's so important for us to get our focus right，
所以很重要，我们要让我们的中心有焦点。
In Matthew 6,
在马太福音第六章
33-34,
we're
counseled to seek first the kingdom.
第一个讲到神的国。
To have a focus on the righteousness of God.
你要先求神的国，神的义。
When we seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness,
当我们先求神的国，神的义。
Everything else falls into place. Everything else that is important is added to us.
其他重要事情都会加给我们。
It's just of vital importance to get the focus right at the center.
但重要的，你焦距，你的中心在什么？
Now, the passage of scripture we read this morning.
当我们今天早上所读的这段圣经
has a statement in it which is very dramatic.
是一个很非常戏剧化的一个故事。
Verse 25.
在第二十五节。
When morning came,
到了早晨
，there was Leah.
就雅各看到竟是利亚。
It sounds a very, very harmless statement.
看起来听起来好像不是很什么受伤的一个描述。
When morning came, there was Leah.
这边讲起来好像很普通。到了早晨，雅各一看是利亚。
If one isn't aware of the story,
如果你没有读整个的故事的话，
it would be easy just to pass that statement by.
你很容易就这样读过去，不觉得什么特别。
On its own, it has nothing to say.
好像没有说什么特别的事情。
Empty, harmless.
好像没有什么可以叫我们受伤，好像没有什么只是一个空洞的描述。
But when you know the story, you realize how dramatic that word is.
可是你如果知道整个故事的话，你读到这一节，你会发现，哎呀，这是何等的戏剧化。
Because it signals the crashing of hopes.
因为这好像把一个盼望把它彻底摧毁掉。
Cruel disappointment.
哎呀，相当残忍的一个失望。
Long-awaited expectations smashed to the ground.
因为常年所期待的竟被摧毁到地上。
Bitterness of betrayal.
因为受到一个被人家出卖的里面一个苦毒在里面。
Giving rise to anger and vengeance.
给你觉得好像我有权，我要来生气，我来报复。
That little statement could easily have led to murder.
因为这样的一个小小的一件事情，可以导致一个谋杀。
In the times in which these people lived.
就在他们当时活的那个时代的时候，
By the grace of God,
但按神的恩典，
Jacob was preserved from becoming violent.
雅各却保留他的心，没有进到这样的暴力里面。
Let's just go back a little bit.
我们再往前看一眼，
and have a look at that story.
我们再看看整个故事。
We don't have time this morning to go over the whole story.
我们没有办法完全描述整个故事。
But it starts with Jacob's parents.
这一切从雅各的父母开始。
It starts with Isaac and Rebecca.
讲到这个以撒跟利百加。
And their two sons.
还有他们两个儿子。
Esau and Jacob.
这以扫跟雅各。
And there was a serious disturbance in this household.
在这个家里面有一些搅动。
Rebecca came from a family that was noted for its trickery.
这个利百加来的这个家庭的背景呢，是一个很诡诈的一个家庭。
They were always scheming and planning.
所以他们总是有计划些什么。
And it was what we today might call a generational sin.
我们称为这个是一个世代的罪。
You find it in Rebecca.
你发现在利百加身上。
You find it in her brother Laban.
你发现在他的弟兄拉班的身上。
You find it in the son Jacob.
你发现在他的儿子雅各的身上。
It was, if you like, a weakness that ran through.
好像那个邪恶从这个祖先留下来。
Scheming and devious and dishonest.
就是这些欺骗的不诚实。
And Rebecca loved Jacob more than her son Esau.
可利百加爱雅各胜过爱以扫。
Jacob was mama's boy.
雅各是妈妈的孩子。
He stayed at home.
他常常待在家里面。
And she looked after him nicely.
哎呀，他看他的母亲。
Esau was big and rough.
哎呀，以扫比较大，而且很粗鲁。
He was out in the fields hunting.
因为以扫总是在这个在田间在来打猎。
Jacob was staying at home and being a nice boy with mama.
雅各呢就乖乖在家里面陪着妈妈。
But Isaac loved Esau.
所以可是呢，以撒呢却是爱以扫。
And Esau was the one who would receive the blessing of the oldest son, the inheritance.
所以以扫应该承接那长子的祝福。
And Rebecca schemed that her favorite would get it instead.
可是呢，利百加就设计不让他得到这个祝福。
So when Isaac is old and he's infirm and he's blind,
所以当以撒年老的时候，他有点糊涂，眼睛看不清楚了。
She works out a scheme to trick Esau out of his inheritance.
所以利百加设计让以扫能够得到这个雅各所该得的祝福。
And if you're not familiar with the story, when you get home, you read Genesis 27 and you can find the whole story.
如果你不知道整个故事，你可以回家以后读27章，你读到这个故事。
But the result of that scheme was hatred between Esau and Jacob.
可这样一个诡计的后果呢，是产生了以扫跟雅各之间彼此的仇恨。
Because when Esau discovered that he had been cheated out of his inheritance, he was filled with anger and vengeance.
因为当以扫发现他被欺骗了，失去他的祝福的产业的时候，他开始要报复，他充满了仇恨。
In Genesis 27 verse 41,
在27章第41节
the scripture says Esau held a grudge against Jacob.
以扫因他父亲给雅各祝的福，就怨恨雅各。
Because of the blessing his father had given him.
因为这个以扫因他父亲给雅各的福。
And he said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I'll kill my brother Jacob."
他心里说，等我为父亲居上日子近了，那时候我要杀我的兄弟雅各。
He was just going to wait for his old and sick father to die.
他只等他年老的父亲死了以后。
And when they were all mourning at the funeral.
当他们到了这个丧礼的。面前
and Jacob's defenses would be down.
因为那个时候雅各没有防备的心理。
He'd use the opportunity to kill him.
他要用那个机会来杀雅各。
And he was saying this openly.
他这样公开的说这个事情。
And so Rebecca worked out another scheme now to get Jacob into safety.
而这时候利百加用另外一个诡计让雅各能够逃离这样的谋杀。
She persuaded Isaac to send Jacob to Rebecca's brother Laban.
所以他说服了以撒把雅各差往他的这个弟兄拉班那里去
to find a wife
去找一个妻子
and so Isaac said well why don't you get a wife here
可以撒说为什么你不让他在这里找一个妻子呢
and she said no these local women drive me mad
他说 no 他说这些啊这里的女孩子让我感觉到很疯狂
Esau has already got wives from the tribes here, and these daughters-in-law are terrible.
他说我的第一个儿子已早在这边找了妻子，哎呀，这些媳妇实在着急了。
I would rather he went and found a wife from my own tribe, and then I would be happy.
我宁愿他回到我本族去去找一个妻子，我就会高兴。
So Rebecca persuaded Isaac, and they sent Jacob off to Laban.
所以呢，利百加说服了以撒去送雅各到他。的兄弟拉班那里去
and off he goes to his uncle Laban and he knows he's going to find a wife
因为到拉班那里他知道他可以找到一个妻子
and he's quite excited
所以他很高兴
when he arrives at the place where his uncle Laban lives
所以雅各到了舅舅拉班那里去
he goes to the well to get some water
他到了一个井旁想得一点水喝
and he comes across this young lady there
他突然遇见一个年轻貌美的女孩
And some of the men were giving her a hard time as she was trying to water the flock.
因为她原来想要拿这个井里面水，很多男人在那里给她非常麻烦。
And he intervened to help her.
不愿意来帮助她。
As he was helping her,
雅各就愿意帮助这个年轻的女人。
He looked at her and he said, "Man, she is beautiful."
哎呀，看到这个女孩说，哎呀，真是美丽啊。
Wow, I wonder where this girl comes from.
啊，他说惊讶说，我不知道这女孩子从哪里来。
The girl had gone home and spoken to her father.
然后这女孩回家跟她父亲说。
The father said, "You mean there's an eligible young man? Why didn't you bring him home?"
哎呀，他说你看到这样的男孩，为什么不把他带回家呢
？Anyway, they went and fetched Jacob, and they discovered they were relatives.
后来他们去请雅各来的时候，才发现原来他们就是亲戚。
But Jacob had fallen in love with this girl.
后来雅各就爱上了这个女孩。
His name was Rachel.
他的名字就是拉杰。
It was love at first sight.
那是一见钟情。
I'm a bit suspicious about that thing.
我对这有点不太信任。
I think it's better to get to know the girl well before you let yourself fall in love.
我觉得你应该相当认识一个女孩子，在你跟她坠入爱情之前。
I think you can fall in love at first sight and out of it at second sight.
你可以一见钟情，可是呢，你也可以再见就没情。
Yeah. Anyway, he settles down with his uncle and he starts working for his uncle.
所以他在他的舅舅家住下，为他舅舅来工作。
And it soon becomes apparent that he wants to marry Rachel.
然后很明显的，他想要来娶拉结。
But Rachel has an older sister.
问题是拉结有一个大姐姐。
Now Rachel is very beautiful.
因为拉结很漂亮。
But poor old Leah has a very sad disability.
这莉亚呢，这个老的莉亚呢，却有一些不完全的地方。
You see, poor old Leah.
这个可怜的莉亚。
The scripture says that she had very weak eyes.
因为在圣经讲，她有一个很柔弱的眼神。
Very delicate.
很没有神的。
There were no eye doctors in those days.
在那个时代，没有这个眼科医生。
No spectacles.
没有眼镜。
And if you had eye problems, you had a very bad time.
如果你眼睛有问题，你很痛苦的。
So here is beautiful Rachel.
这边是一个美丽的拉结。
And here is Leah.
而这是 Leah.
When she's introduced to Jacob.
当她介绍给雅各的时候，莉亚到处看。这不容易。
But he's already in love with Rachel.
而且雅各已经爱上了拉结。
So he works out with his uncle Laban.
所以他为拉班工作。
What price do I have to pay to marry Rachel?
他说我要付什么样的工价，我才能娶你女儿拉结。
Now uncle Laban is like his sister Rebecca. Yeah, he's full of tricks, and he says 7 years you have to work for me.
拉班像他的这个姐妹这个一样，利百加一样，他充满了诡诈。他说你要为我工作7年。
So Jacob works for 7 years.
所以雅各为他工作了7年。
He was so in love with Rachel, it says it just seemed to him like a few days.
因为他这样爱着拉结呢，他这7年下来，好像几天就过去了。
I think Jacob must have been in a very sad state. I worked for 7 years, it wouldn't seem like a few days.
我想这个雅各实在很特别因为我若工作7年，我不会看作只有几天而已。
Anyway, the end of the 7 years.
但在7年结束了以后
，He goes to Uncle Laban. He says, "Uncle, I've been keeping a record. My 7 years is up. I want my wife now."
7年过去了，哎呀，高高兴兴跑到舅舅拉班那里说：“我计算了每个日子，现在7年到了，我要我的妻子，现在就要。”
So Uncle Laban says, "All right, we'll arrange the feast."
拉班说：“可以，我为你安排这个婚宴。”
So they arrange everything.
所以他们安排了一切。
But they have a custom that they have never told Jacob about.
可他们当时有个习俗风俗，没有他却没有告诉雅各。
Because this whole family, their nature is to cheat.
因为这个家庭，他们的天性就是喜欢欺骗。
And Jacob has been so in love, he hasn't seen anything.
可是雅各因为这样的陷入到这个爱情里面，所以他没有很清楚的看见，没有清楚的想清。
So they have a great wedding feast.
所以他们有个很大的一个婚宴。
And of course, the bride is veiled.
同样的，新娘是被遮盖起来。
Not a little one you can see through like yesterday.
不像我们昨天看到是有一点白纱，你可以还是可以看得到的。
But a heavy, heavy cloth.
可是一个很厚很厚的一个布遮住的。
And of course, the bride is taken into the tent.
然后呢，这个新娘被带到一个帐篷里面。
But they have made quite sure that Jacob has had a lot to drink.
所以在婚宴里面，确定要让雅各喝个够。
No electric light.
而且呢，没有这个电灯。
And eventually, when he goes to his tent,
然后他就进到他的帐幕里面。
And he thinks that he has Rachel.
所以他想说，我得到拉结了。
And he tells this girl how much he loves her.
他告诉那个女人，我是这样的爱你。
How beautiful she is.
你是多美丽。
How wonderful.
哇你是多美好。
I've waited 7 years for this.
我等了7年就是为了等你。
It's been worth waiting for.
哇真值得我等这么多年。
I would wait another 7 years.
我甚至为你再等7年都没关系。
And he tells her all these beautiful things.
哎呀还整个晚上就跟他讲这么美好的话。
In the morning.
早上到了。
There was Leah.
一看哈竟是莉亚。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Can you imagine how Jacob felt?
你可以想象雅各的反应是怎么样？大吓一跳。
And he quickly gathered his clothes and he ran out of the tent.
他赶快穿上衣服逃开， 跑离开他的帐篷。
And poor Elias.
可怜的利亚还在那里看他丈夫在哪里。
Jacob runs off to his uncle and he wants to kill him. He is so angry.
他跑到他舅舅拉班那里，哎呀，这样的生气，就想杀他的舅舅拉班。
And Laban says, no, calm down, calm down, calm down.
他舅舅拉班说，哦，静一下，冷静一下。
Didn't you know we have a custom?
难道你不知道我们这里有这个习俗吗？
The younger one cannot marry until the older one is married.
年轻的不能够先嫁，年轻的妹妹不能先嫁，都是姐姐要先嫁，然后才能出嫁妹妹。
Jacob said, I have been here 7 years, and this is the first time I hear this.
雅各说，这是我第一次，我在这里工作了7年，这是我第一次听到这样的事情。
It was just a lie.
这是一个欺骗。
Because Laban knew he would never be able to get Leah married.
因为拉班知道我永远不没办法让我女儿莉亚能够出嫁。
No husband wanted this girl who couldn't see properly.
因为没有人会想娶这样的一个女儿是看不清楚的。
Because her eyes are so bad, she's dropping things, breaking things.
因为她眼睛视力这样糟糕。
She's having a hard time.
哎呀，她到处啊把东西都弄坏，她是给她带来很大的麻烦。
And then Laban says, "All right, I'll tell you what."
所以拉班说好，我告诉你怎么办。
Fulfill your duty as a husband to Leah for 1 week.
你要啊，尽你丈夫的责任，做莉亚的丈夫，做7天。
At the end of that week, you can have Rachel as well.
过这7天，你就可以再得到这拉结做你的妻子。
But you cannot have 2 for the price of 1.
可你不能够付一个价钱得两个东西。
You have to work another 7 years.
你要再等另外7年。
Jacob said, "All right."
雅各说好吧。
But you know, we may. Find it funny.
我们过去觉得很好笑。
But I was telling the story one Sunday morning.
有一次我在主日的时候讲这个故事的时候。
And I felt the Holy Spirit say stop.
可是我听到圣灵跟我说你要忧伤啊。
How do you think Leah felt?
因为你可不可以想象莉亚的感受是什么？
She knew she wasn't wanted.
她知道她不被人家所要的。
She knew this was a trick.
她知道这是她父亲所设立的一个诡计。
She, because of all the discussions that went on, she knew that Jacob didn't want her.
因为她听到父亲跟雅各之间的谈话，她知道她不是被要的。
But she loved Jacob.
但她还是爱雅各。
And there she was in the tent on the wedding night.
因为在那个夜晚的时候，新婚的夜晚的时候。
Listening to this man telling her.
因为她一直听到这个人一直跟她讲。
All these beautiful things.
这么多美好的爱的话语。
And knowing it was not for her.
最后才发现竟不然竟是不是为了他讲。
Can you imagine the humiliation and the shame?
你可以想象莉亚受到多大的羞辱吗？
The pain and the disappointment.
心里是所有的痛苦跟失望。
And inwardly I started to weep.
所以莉亚会开始忧伤。
For this poor woman.
对莉亚来讲她在那哭泣在那忧伤。
There is pain.
的确有这样的。
There is disappointment.
的确有这样的失望。
There is a wound that never heals.
曾有这样的伤害是没有办法得到医治。
It wouldn't have been so bad if she was not in love with Jacob.
她说我们不爱雅各也不会这么糟。
But she was in love with Jacob.
可她深深地爱着雅各。
And she would do anything, including doing that action and that wedding night, she would do anything to get Jacob.
因为他愿意付一切代价能够得到雅各包含了那天晚上所发生的事情